The pasuk in the parasha tells us the source of lechem mishnah. It says, "Vayhi bayom hashishi laku lechem mishnah." They ended up taking two loaves of bread. So there's a machlokus amongst the poskim whether or not this is a real source, a mitzvah deraisa. The Taz thinks it is a deraisa, but the Magen Avraham thinks it's an esmachta ba'alma. It's only a mitzvah midirabanan. So the Gemara has two dayas of how one performs lechem mishnah. According to Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana would hold onto both loaves of bread, but he'd only eat one of them. So the inyan of the lechem mishnah is simply in terms of the bracha, saying a bracha on lechem mishnah, but not necessarily eating both of them. But according to Rav Zeira, Bizeira holds that you have to eat from both of them. It's a din in the achila. So Rav Zeira, it's a din in the achila, eating two loaves of bread. But according to Rav Kahana, it's a din in the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that one simply has to say the bracha on both loaves of bread, but you don't have to eat both loaves of bread. The Gra argues, the Gra paskens the other way. He says you have to eat both loaves of bread. So there's a very relevant question that could come up if a person is allowed to make lechem mishnah on frozen challah. The person, let's say, forgets to take out a loaf of challah, one of the pieces of challah, so can you use a frozen piece? Is that going to qualify? So everybody agrees if you're using challah, that might be usr. Let's say you steal challah, or the challah is hektesh, something that you cannot eat. Everybody is in agreement that's not going to qualify for lechem mishnah. But here, when it comes to frozen challah, it's mutter to eat, it's just not capable of eating. It's not roi lachila at this point. So is one allowed to use frozen challah for lechem mishnah? So seemingly it hinges upon how you paskin the Shulchan Aruch versus the Gra, Rabbi Zeir, Rav Kahana. You paskin that the inyan of lechem mishnah is simply a din of the bracha, like the Shulchan Aruch holds and like Rav Kahana held. So then, as long as it's there for the bracha, you don't have to actually eat it. As long as one of the loaves are edible, that would qualify. But if you paskin like the Gra, if you paskin like Rabbi Zeira, that you have to eat from both loaves of bread, well then frozen challah is not edible, in which case you wouldn't be yotzei lechem mishnah. But that being said, still, there is a discussion, even amongst the poskim who paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, that the lechem mishnah is only there for the bracha, and you don't have to actually eat it. They still hold it has to be roi lachila, has to be, in theory, edible. So the question becomes, is frozen bread considered edible or not? So the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Avadia Yosef both paskin lekula, that since after some time the challah will be edible, or you could soak it in water right now, or somehow place it near something hot and to help it defrost. So then they say it is considered edible right now, even though you can't actually eat it, but since it, after time, on its own, it's naturally going to defrost, that's considered good enough for roi lachila, and one could use it. They bring a raya from using pas akum on Shabbos. The lach is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the Ramah first writes that there's an inyan of a woman making challah Erev Shabbos, and one of the reasons why one should make challah Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, in order that there is going to be Pas Yisrael available on Shabbos. One should only eat Pas Yisrael on Shabbos, even though during the week they're okay eating Pas Palter, bread made from a manufacturer. When it comes to Shabbos, just like I said, Aseret Tshuva, one should really take on the chumrah of only having Pas Yisrael. So what happens if a person doesn't have a Pas Yisrael available? He only has a Pas Palter Lechem available on Shabbos. So the poskim say, it's a discussion, the Prima Gadim discusses whether or not you're allowed to use it. But in the end, many poskim say that you are allowed to use Pas Palter on Shabbos, even though ideally it's not Roi Lachili, even though you should only eat Pas Yisrael. So to hear, when it comes to frozen challah, even though it's not really so edible right now, so then the lach is you're allowed to use frozen challah. Rav Adya doesn't like this raya. He says there's a difference. When it comes to Pas Palter, some people in this world, in general, will eat Pas Palter on Shabbos. They're not machmir for Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. So it's edible for some people in the world, as opposed to frozen challah isn't edible for anyone in the world, in which case it's not a proof for frozen challah being able to be used on Shabbos. That being said, still, Rav Adya does paskin at the end of the day that one is allowed to use frozen challah for lechem mishnah. comes along Shmir Shabbos and quotes him Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he's mechalik. He says, depends how long your meal is going for. If you're having a meal that's going to go long enough that the challah that you're making the motzi on, the lechem mishnah beginning, will in the end be defrosted and edible before you end the suda, so that's considered roi lechila, and then you can make hamotzi on that frozen challah. But if you're going to have a short meal and the frozen challah isn't going to last, it's still going to be frozen by the time you bench, so that type of meal you wouldn't be able to use frozen challah for your lechem mishnah. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.